I speak to you in the name of the one who delights in diversity, God, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. Amen. We who live and love, who strive and struggle on this corner, know this. It is not easy to get here. It seems almost every week there's something, right? Something that gets in the way of just being here. Sometimes it's small and completely under our control. We sleep in, arrive breathlessly at the subway station, only to pad our pockets and discover that the Presto card's in the other pair of pants. Sometimes what keeps us from being here is big and completely out of our control. Another run blocking every street, everything that we want to walk through or drive, a sudden protest or march that we should have seen coming that suddenly bars the way to getting to church on time or at all. Other times, the obstacles are massive or monumental. A pandemic is suddenly in our faces, and the tiniest thing, a virus, becomes a barrier bigger than we ever could have imagined. Thank God that we can be one and together, that we arrived in this place, whether we are here or joining on Zoom. But it's not easy to get here. Often there are barriers. Sometimes we have to find another way. Today, on Pride Sunday, as we set our face on this place and then on the parade to come, Jesus sets his face to go to Jerusalem. In the gospel, he invites us to follow him because he wants us to get to where we need to be today. And yet, on his journey and on ours, there are so many barriers. The first barrier that we encounter in the gospel is rejection. The Samaritans made it clear that they didn't want Jesus or his disciples around. They didn't turn him away because of his message. In fact, they never even heard it. No, they rejected him because he was a Jew. And they had preconceived notions of what that meant. It's Pride Sunday. And we always celebrate it the same way. It is a liturgy where we both rejoice and lament. We rejoice that we have come so far, but lament that we haven't arrived. Despite our pride, so many are rejected simply for who they are, like Jesus was. I'm always viscerally struck by that phrase that we heard in the vows from a gay wedding. The phrase, the jungles of shame and doubt and fear. That phrase reminds us that there are still paths to be cleared as we try to arrive where we want to be. Rejection was a barrier that Jesus had to find a way around. And so must we. As the gospel unfolds, the next barrier we hit is commitment. A man says to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." He's sincere. He says all the right words, but he really hasn't weighed the cost of that commitment. And so Jesus calls him on it and says, "Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." In other words, making a commitment when the way is clear is easy. But what about when the going gets tough? Will you still follow me then? As if rejection were not enough of a barrier, the cost of commitment can cancel our journey too. In fact, it can put you in harm's way. We know this so well. Violence, the outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual rage, always boils over when it is allowed to simmer for a while. In Oslo yesterday, we were reminded that pride is still a target for the haters. And yet, despite that parade being called off, pride showed up. I guess they took their vow to be brave seriously. I guess they were committed. Now, the next barriers to finding the way in the gospel are about resolve. Resolve in both senses of that word. Finding ways around obstacles and mustering the determination to get you to where you need to be. In the gospel, Jesus says to another person, "Follow me." But he replies, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." So Jesus says, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." That sounded a little harsh, right? Well, not really. As scholars have commented, the father is not dead. What the man is really saying is, "I have responsibilities to my father as long as he lives. I'm not free to follow you right now, but when my father dies, then I'll follow you." But what we need to understand is that when Jesus says, "Let the dead bury their own dead," the dead isn't the father, it's the man himself. Jesus is calling him spiritually dead because, while not rejecting Jesus outright, he's still finding excuses not to follow him. In other words, Jesus doesn't ask for a hasty commitment, but once we have decided to follow him, then we need to begin. Now, today, not sometime in the future when we've taken care of everything else. For some, the barrier to discipleship is a hasty commitment that wanes along the way. For others, the barrier is never getting started on the journey at all. The point is, there will always be things that we need to attend to in our lives. But if we put Jesus and our discipleship first, we'll be able to attend to what we need to do in ways that will extend God's kingdom, not compete with it. Back to the gospel. Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say well to those at my home." Again, we have someone who seems to be making an entirely reasonable request. And again, Jesus' response, while seemingly harsh, reveals the real issue at hand. Jesus says, No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Is he really saying that it's wrong to care about your family or that you might want to say goodbye? No. Jesus' response is about looking back. Jesus sees the man's need to return to his family, that indicates a need to hold on to the past, to keep going back, to keep saying goodbye without ever really letting go. So often when we start a journey, make a resolution, try to reform, begin anew, we get stuck. We keep going back to old habits, old fears, old hurts. That's part of what makes Pride festivities so meaningful. We parade on Pride, not just to strut our stuff and celebrate the beauty of our diversity, though that is glorious and wonderful, but we parade to consciously move forward, to leave old hurts and resentments behind. Not to deny them, not to forget them, but to affirm that they have no power over us. Don't you see? It is what Jesus is offering those that he encounters on the way, wherever he goes. Not a mere improvement of our old lives, but a whole new way of living. And yet, our ability to start a new way of life is so often hindered by all the barriers that we or others put in the way. And so, like those who are asked to follow in the gospel, we keep returning to old ways. We keep going back, pretending that we're just saying goodbye, but really, just wanting to hold on to what we knew, even if that was difficult or painful. Yes, sometimes it is difficult to get here. So many barriers come between us and arriving at the place that God calls us to be. Rejection, commitment, resolve. They can stop us in our tracks. But we always find our way, don't we? Never alone, of course. We have each other to help us find the way. We have each other, beautiful, diverse, just like the one in whose image we were created, the one who shows us how to get here. Happy Pride. Amen.